See terms of use.
Weekend.
7 minutes after the hour, a brand new hour of the Good Day Weekend program. This one focuses on food with our supermarket guru, brought to you by the incredible edible egg and America's egg farmers. Phil Lempert is the man with food sense. He does have the website supermarketnews.com, but he is known as the supermarket guru. And you can check out all the new products that he goes through every week at Phil's Hits and Misses. Delivered straight to your inbox, sign up for the SupermarketGuru.com daily news flash by going to Phil's picture in the co-host box at DougStefan.com. Here to talk about food and lots of things that are related. The psychology of buying food. We're going to delve into that with Philip Graves, who has studied it as a consumer, as the consumerology. Interesting word. Is that a new word? Do you think he made that word up, Phil?
No, I think he stole it.
Did he?
Actually, Washington Speakers Bureau has been calling me a consumerologist.
Really?
Probably about 25 years. So, yeah.
So I'm adding that. Hold on just a second. I'm adding that to your CV here. Hold on just a second. Here he is. Consumer. I'm writing this down, folks. You can do it at home, too. There'll be a test later. Consumerologist. There we are. Perfect. Phil Lempert, the consumerologist. As your all of your brothers and sisters, I don't know if you have. I never asked you that. But I have siblings.
No, they all only spoiled child.
You're the only child. Which probably makes you a better, more astute consumer. So we're going to learn more about that. We also have a student from Cornell University, a doctoral student named Jeff Lipton, and he is studying how we eat. It looks to me like what we eat and. And how we sort of keep track of what we eat, is that a fair assumption?
No, what he really
yes and no, I was hoping for.
Yeah. Okay, sure, fine. So what he's done is he's created a machine.
Really?
That actually can print food. And I've seen this.
We've seen food printer.
Via Skype, so we could see the machine beforehand and so on. And it's fabulous. And you're just going to love this.
Print food. I'd rather it be a machine that could print money, but I suppose we could sell the food, right?
No, this is printing food, and it could actually be the future, if you would. When we look at everything that's going on worldwide with people, you know, having battles over food, and you know, I would suggest that a lot of the world strife right now and what's going on around the world has to do with people not having enough to eat or not being able to afford their foods.
Isn't it amazing how this thing is taking off? And there are so many people who say, oh, that's over there. But we have the same thing going on here.
Absolutely.
And the comments, I was listening this week to a lot of different talk radio programs. I'm not much of a fan often, but for some reason this week I was in my truck driving around Los Angeles a lot, and I was listening to various programs. And one of the themes that comes through, as you just suggested, people in all these extraordinarily wealthy countries, Egypt, for example, where Mubarak makes off with $80 billion that he's stolen over the past 30 years, and this other hatchet guy, Gaddafi, who's put away 40-some-odd billion dollars that he's stolen from the public. They have 40-some-odd percent unemployment. The people eat bread, and that's it. And, you know, so, okay, somebody got a cell phone, and then somebody else got a cell phone, and somebody else got it, and they started looking around at what's going on in the rest of the world, and they find, hey, why do we not have enough to eat? Look at all the money these guys have got. And so it spreads. Bahrain, how many different countries have we seen all around the world? And in America, the theme this week, from some anyway, Phil, has been a pointing of the finger at the budget deficit and all the problems we're having with money. The fact that we give so much money to some of these countries who abuse our largesse and don't help the people there. And, hey, look around. We have 14 million kids that go to bed hungry every night. So why are we giving money to this bastard Mubarak, and he puts it away in his bank account, and we got 14 million people. So that now we have, because all this money is being spent, and the only way people seem to be able to exercise their frustration is to look at the pensions and the unions and all these things and say, all right, all of this is wrong. So there's really and upheaval all over the world, and much of it is all based on the same thing. We don't have enough to eat, and we don't like how things are being divvied up.
Well, look at what's going on, you know, tomorrow in Boston at Stop and Shop, where we've got farm workers who are marching on downtown Boston demanding fair labor standards for farm workers right here, you know?
Right. Right in my backyard. I happen to be back on the farm in Boston this weekend. Yeah, there are all these people, and these are folks who are not illegals who want to work, and that's a whole other story, which we've talked about on and off. You know, one needs to know where his food or her food is coming from, and in certain circumstances, the people who are picking it may or may not care about what they're doing if they're not being supervised properly, and that may
show
up.
They do. I mean, these people in Boston are basically farm workers from Florida.
Yeah.
And, you know, who are picking tomatoes that, you know, are being sold in Boston.
Yeah.
They've come up to really, you know, impress everybody that there's a problem here.
Well, then they see they're seasonal. They come up here in the summertime. They work in Florida in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that how they, I think that's how it works, much as anything else. But, yeah, I mean, there are plenty. We could discuss this until the cows came home. There's just so much stuff that seems to be only, there's a fight. But all it is common. You can fix it using some common sense, right?
And being fair. And being fair.
Yeah. I mean, if we stick to our guns and don't hire illegals and agree that that's not the right thing to do, then what's the right wage? People say, well, I'm not going to work for $5 an hour. Okay. So what's the right wage? $6 an hour, $8 an hour, $10 an hour. And if that's the case, then whatever it factors into the cost of lettuce or spinach or carrots or whatever it is, that's it. You got to pay for what it is that we say is the right thing to do. You can't speak out of both sides of your mouth.
And let's remember that we've got the cheapest food supply in the world here.
Yeah.
We are just so spoiled.
Yeah. Well, like gasoline, same thing, in essence. All right. Phil is here taking your questions and calls at 800-510-8255. Speaking of that, time for our food quiz. What do we have as a prize today? What's the food quiz prize, Phil?
Well, I don't know. I think what we're going to have to do is we'll go into the storeroom, we'll look at what new foods have come in, supermarket food, tote bag, obviously, a copy of the DVD for Food Sense,
uh-huh.
And we'll start with that.
All right. And this is a simple question today. When honey is swallowed, it enters the bloodstream within 20 minutes. Is that true or false? When honey is swallowed, we're a big proponent, both Phil and I, of having natural, local honey as part of your diet. So when you swallow your honey, it enters the bloodstream within 20 minutes. Is that true or false? 800-510-8255. As I said, Phil, brought to you by the folks who are responsible for America's incredible egg, the egg farmers who advise you, Phil, to do what you and lots of other people do. Start off your day with an egg. I honestly don't, but I have an egg at some point in time. I'm eating more and more eggs all the time because this stuff is stuff. The stuff in the eggs is good for you, and it's so inexpensive.
But, Doug, we've got to get you to start eating eggs for breakfast because it's the most important meal of the day, because a breakfast that contains eggs helps you to stay full longer, keeps you energized throughout the entire day. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein, and just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And as you said, for an average of just 15 cents each, they're one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein and deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. So take a trip around the world without ever leaving your kitchen. Just visit the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, the home of the incredible edible egg.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay, new Advil congestion relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil congestion relief, the right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
The weekend is is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace...
The weekend is coming!
Take 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag and turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace to pick up your bag and get ready for the weekend. At Ace, the helpful place. Offer good at participating Ace stores on February 26th only. Discount applies to the regular price of in-stock merchandise that can fit inside the bag at one time. Limit one bag and offer redemption per customer. Additional conditions...
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
800-510-8255. Michael, in Wilmington, North Carolina, you're on with Phil and Doug. Is the fact that honey swallowed entering your bloodstream something that can take place in 20 minutes true or false?
That answer is false. Honey should be absorbed right away.
All right. Now I'm going to ask Steve, is that only fair? Steve, you want to agree with him or you want to disagree with him?
Disagree. It is true.
It is true, in fact. Yes, yeah, Steve's right. It's true. Honey, when it's swallowed, enters your bloodstream within about 20 minutes. So that means, Michael, unfortunately, you're not a winner, but Steve, you are a winner.
And everybody's a winner who listens to the program, Doug.
Well, he is a winner if he wins. Yeah, but you want to give away a prize to the person who comes up with the right answer to the question. Thank you for being a winner. I didn't say he was a loser. I just didn't say he was a winner.
Uh-oh. You're getting in trouble.
Yeah, that's all right. So, Steve, Phil's going to tell you, well, actually, he's working through as a number of things. You get a tote bag, which is worth the price of admission, but he'll have a lot of other things in
Wait
there.
Wait a minute. It's a very nice tote bag.
That's what I said. It's worth the price of admission. Yeah, it's cool. It's a good tote bag.
Outstanding.
Don't make fun of our tote bags.
Right. All right, Steve, hold on just a second. We'll get your address and take good care of you. A food critic suggests that healthy oatmeal and McDonald's are not two things that you should put in the same sentence. You agree?
Oh, absolutely. If you take a look, not to pick on McDonald's, but to pick on McDonald's. If they're going to sell oatmeal, sell oatmeal. They're not selling oatmeal. What they're doing is they're selling a concoction which
right.
does have oats as one of the ingredients.
21
if
different
you take
ingredients.
Take a look
yeah.
at the amount of sugars.
Barley malt extract, caramel, color. All kinds of things here. About the same amount of sugar as a Snickers candy bar. Oh, yum. Actually, it would probably taste great, but it doesn't do you much good. 21 after, Phil, the supermarket guru on Good Day.
In If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here on Good Day Weekend. We're joined now by Philip Graves, who's the author of Consumerology, not necessarily the story of Phil Lempert, but the psychology of consumers. Mr. Graves, welcome to the Good Day Weekend program.
Good morning.
So how did you happen to think this would be an important thing for you to study?
It was a process of my career, really, which took me in a path from my background, which was in statistics, into market research. And I found myself in a role where I needed to understand consumers and increasingly over the years found out that a lot of what I was hearing in the traditional forms of market research I was getting was just not right and they didn't fit with the sales figures we got, didn't give me any answers, led us down the wrong path, and so I started looking at alternative ways of understanding consumer behavior, and that led me into psychoanalysis and psychology and observation.
So the top line from reading the abstract of the book is that those traditional market research tools that so many of these companies do, especially in food, are, you know, just meaningless. Am I understanding that correctly?
You are absolutely correct. And in many ways, that shouldn't be a big surprise, because if you look at the numbers of new products that are launched and how few of them go on to be successful, you know, that's not because those companies don't put those products into market research. The vast majority of them do their focus groups, they do their quantitative studies. But it's just an unfortunate byproduct of the way our brains are wired that we're not really very good at giving accurate answers in those sorts of circumstances.
And to your point, in the U.S. last year, 16,100 new food or beverage products were introduced, and it's estimated that in 3 years, less than 1,000 of them will still be on the shelves. That's wasting billions and billions of dollars.
Exactly. And obviously, the waste goes much further than just the money that's spent on the research. You know, all those products have to be designed and launched and developed and sent to market and sold into the grocery chains. They have to be promoted when they're there. You know, it is a vast amount of waste that goes on. And market research is a key driver of leading these companies to believe they have good ideas that go on and flounder horribly. And just as often or just as easily it can take a very good idea that would be commercially successful and kill it off before it finds a market.
We're talking to Philip Graves, who's the author of a new book called Consumerology, The Market Research Myth, The Truth About Consumers and the Psychology of Shopping. So as I'm listening to the two of you talk, it sounds like we all, whatever we do, it's impulse.
Impulse is one way of describing it, and technically it's down to what we now call the unconscious mind.
Well, are you influenced by advertising or promotion? Is that something, you're suggesting there's a subconscious part to this, so when we see, I want to not think that the ads that we run on the radio or ads that we see in television or billboards or in the newspaper don't do any good.
We're influenced by the advertising we hear. We can be influenced by advertising that we see, even without us being aware we've seen it, studies have shown. So people, when they've been exposed to an ad a number of times, tend to find that product more desirable and more attractive without even realizing that they've seen the advertising.
Phil, do you ever buy anything impulsively?
I'm sorry?
I'm asking Phil. I have two of you here, so I'll ask both of you, actually. Mr. Graves and Mr. Lemper, do you buy things instinctively?
Absolutely. And I think that when we really look at, you know, new product development in particular, so much of it breaks the rules that's successful. And in fact, in consumerology, you know, there are some case histories like Bailey's, Absolute Vodka, Doctor Who, that, you know, broke the rules and became successful. They didn't follow, you know, those traditional things. And you know, Philip Graves, I guess the question that's always in my mind when it comes to marketing research is whether or not so many of these brand managers do marketing research just to, you know, reinforce their own feeling versus really to separate themselves from the product, and they're just spending, you know, millions of dollars so that they can prove to their boss that they were right, even if it's not right.
I'm sure that's a part of it. And, you know, it's fascinating to me that when you look at the use of market research, that's essentially a service that people are buying. And ironically, a lot of the same drivers that shape what we buy in the supermarkets are shaping the way that people buy market research. They buy market research because it's always been done. It's established. It's accepted. They do it without even thinking and questioning the fundamental validity in psychological terms of what they're doing. And ironically, without looking back at how inaccurate it has been and how unhelpful it has been very often in their own product development experience, because they choose to see the good times. And it's like people who read horoscopes, you know, they don't remember all the times it's wrong. They selectively recall those times when it's right because they like the comfort that it gives them.
All right, Mr. Graves, thank you. An insight into how consumers think or don't, instinctively or otherwise. Consumerology, the name of the book, The Market Research Myth. Thank you for being here. Does that mean, Phil, all the things that you test, people don't pay attention really to the results of your tests?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. When we test something and when we say it's a hit, right, it is a hit. No question about it.
Yeah. It is kind of interesting. I mean, when I go to the store, I'm exactly as he described. I go in, I don't pay attention to the ads. I look around for stuff that I need. And, I mean, I'm influenced by a brand like Smart Balance because I know what that does. I'd buy something that was labeled Smart Balance. But for the most part, otherwise, I'd just buy generic jelly or whatever. Half past the hour. Phil Lemper here on Good Day.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Now, 33 minutes after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen along with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Please check out all the information on him at supermarketguru.com. I'm interested in food facts. We all are interested in eating and having a good time while we eat. It's a pleasurable experience, or it ought to be. The dye used to stamp the grade A, whatever it is on meat, did you know it was edible? Comes from grapeskins.
It has to be edible.
Did you know that? Grapeskins.
Yeah, it has to be edible inks.
Sometimes people...
A lot of inks today, matter of fact, are actually soy inks.
Soy ink.
Yep.
Yeah. How do you like my ink? Casseroles?
I'm not a casserole.
Not a casserole guy.
When you were a kid growing up,
did you have casseroles?
Food. I'm sorry?
When you were growing up, did you have casseroles?
My mother was the worst cook ever.
Really?
Absolutely.
So for her, making dinner was calling for a reservation or having somebody deliver?
No, it was a combination of reservations, but my mom tried hard. I mean, she would go through phases. I remember a phase where she would make, lemon meringue pie, and she would make like 100 of them.
They were
all over the place. Or 100
pies.
And hide things in the middle of meatloaf. Like eggs. And I remember distinctly there was one meatloaf where like there was a hidden thing of ketchup in the
middle. Right. So I was interested because my mother made some great casseroles. My mother actually, considering what she was going through in her life, I was a bad cook from time to time to come up with good things. And I was looking at the LA Times in their food section, had something that immediately grabbed my attention. They wrote an article about some of the great casserole dishes and the kinds of toppings. And I remember the breaded topping with a Parmesan cheese, that kind of stuff. Maybe some mushrooms in it, some potatoes, a little sausage. I don't know. I mean, it's...
Yeah, but to me, you can't identify what the food is.
No, but it was like fun.
Yes.
I don't want to identify the food. I like not knowing what's in the food. I really do. I mean, I like...
I want to know.
You do.
I want to know exactly what it is, where it is. I want to see it.
Yeah, okay. Well, you and I have a different point of view. One of the things this week in the news, the Gulf Seafood safety all clear that has been given? Not so fast. There's a toxicology report suggesting that a lot of the crude oil on the bottom has killed much. Did you hear this story of what was on the bottom, the crabs and a lot of the life down at the mile below mark? Everything's dead.
It makes a lot of sense. If you take a look at, you know, all the reports, and yes, the seafood that's been coming out of the Gulf has been the most tested seafood ever.
Yeah.
But that's not looking at the whole ecology of the ocean and everything that's gone on there.
Yeah. And so how long does it take to clean it up? Somebody said 100 years. The stuff that's on the bottom anyway.
You're surprised.
If it doesn't get stirred up. And that's really amazing. But a lot of because fishing didn't go on there for, 6 months or so? So the stuff that swims is okay. The stuff that would live on the bottom isn't okay. And there's some focus on the fish that got covered with oil and died and sank to the bottom. Now, that stuff, there's nothing bad about that. It'll all just become, it's just ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. If you've got an ocean floor that has all this oil sitting there, whether it's in a fish or by itself and so on, that can't be good, you know, for the water supply. And whether it's from the top to the bottom, there's going to be toxins there.
Yeah. Well, the toxins anyway. That's part of the problem with using petroleum-based food. Petroleum-based products are going to be influencing the food that's around it. Is that how do you get away from it?
Yeah.
I don't think you can. Here's somebody who's got an idea, though. Jeff Lipton, who is a PhD student at Cornell University, has invented a food printer. Now, if this isn't really something that sounds horrible.
No, I love this. This is so cool.
Yeah,
I wish I would have invented it.
Horrible to me, but what do I know? I like going out to the garden and picking the stuff and eating it. I like going to the raspberry patch, pick the raspberries and eat it. Printing food somehow or other.
This could help. You know, earlier in the program, we were talking about all the food problems around the world and so on.
Yep.
This could be an answer.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll get the answer in a moment. Let's figure it out. Phil Lempert is here at 21 before the hour.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assumed.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief. The right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
Fellows and the Home Safety Council have teamed up to educate families about hidden safety hazards in the home with a focus on the home office. Safety expert Mary Kay Appy offers these tips to protect your family, especially children, from injuries and to help everyone stay productive.
An important area of the home to keep safe is the office. Be sure to keep sharp office supplies like scissors and letter openers out of harm's reach and look for certification from safety testing laboratories on items like extension cords and surge protectors. Printer ink can be poisonous, so store printer and ink cartridges in a locked cabinet out of a child's reach. Choose office appliances with safety features already built in, such as shredders with SafeSense technology, a mechanism which shuts down the machine immediately when hands or large pets come too close to the paper opening. And lastly, don't forget to unplug necessary office equipment when not in use.
For more information, visit fellows.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
42 past the hour, 18 before the new hour, the Good Day Weekend program. Phil is here, the Food Sense host on PBS. You have this breakfast show. Now you're working on producing the lunch show that will be available later in the year.
We're doing lunch. We're doing dinner. Yeah. We're doing technology as it relates to food. And our next guest will probably appear in that, even though he doesn't know what we're talking about.
Okay.
And then we're doing one on obesity, obviously. Oh, yeah. And I forgot the number seven.
Whatever the other one is. But a series of shows, one-hour specials that you'll find on PBS. You can check it out at philsfoodsense.org. Speaking of the next person, Jeff Lipton, a PhD student at Cornell University, has an interesting story that Phil and he are going to tell together. I'm going to listen because I want to figure out whether this guy's for real or not, Phil.
Well, definitely for real. And, Jeff, welcome to Good Day. And let's just, again, because we're radio versus TV, describe to us physically what you've put together.
So I'm part of a project called Fab at Home, and we make very low-cost home 3D printers. And a 3D printer is a lot like a 2D printer, but instead of putting droplets of ink onto a page, we draw in two dimensions, droplets of material, and then move up and draw on top of that. So it's kind of like a very simple version of the replicator from Star Trek, if you want to envision that in your mind.
Or like a bricklayer.
Or like an automated bricklayer. It's a CNC computer-controlled process.
Exactly. So instead of ink, what's in those little cartridges?
So you can really put anything through these little cartridges. And when we started off the project, we didn't intend to invent a food printer. We just wanted to make a very low-cost 3D printer people could play with. But it turns out when you give people 3D printers and put it in their home, the first thing they put through it is food. And we didn't expect it at all, and they started printing cheese and chocolates and Nutella and all kinds of other interesting foods into interesting shapes.
I don't understand. Okay. I'm lost.
Okay. So here's the plan, Doug. You have your cartridges. Instead of a red one and a blue one and a black one and a yellow one,
Yeah. What
you have is you have a cartridge that's full of cheese, or you have a cartridge that's full of chocolate. And, Jeff, help me, what else do we put in another cartridge?
You could have vanilla and chocolate cookie dough and then print it out and make a custom cookie.
Okay. So what happens, Doug,
print
is you
it
then
out.
Connect it to your computer and you then type in the recipe for chocolate-covered cookies with cheese on them, and you press the button, and just the same way a printer would work, it puts the ingredients down on a substance, and then layer after layer builds it, and then you just bake it off.
So instead of having paper, you could have bread.
Right. So you don't put paper in and put food onto paper. Instead, you put food on top of food to create the object.
Uh-huh. Are you okay, Jeff? Do you have any psychological problems? Or are you okay?
I'm quite fine.
No. Doug, this is brilliant. And again,
well, it is kind of. But most people who are brilliant are crazy. Guys, this guy's crazy.
No, he's
not. But it's
a
great idea. That's a wonderful idea, but he's got to be crazy.
No, because if you take a look at how much energy we waste in going to the supermarket and the ingredients that are brought to the supermarket by truck and refrigerated and so on. And look at cookies. Take a box of cookies, a Nabisco chocolate chip, Chips Ahoy cookie,
yeah.
And, you think about everything that's part of that. And if you had one of these printers at home, and by the way, you can order them.
Are they made by Hewlett Packard? Who makes these things?
In the kit. This is the Fab at Home project from Cornell. So you can just go to, what's the website, Jeff?
Fabathome.org.
Okay, fabathome.org, and you can order one of these. You got to put it together yourself. So instead of having to buy the box of cookies, you can make the cookies at home on this printer and then just put them in the oven and have a great cookie.
All right, so I need to know this guy isn't crazy. How'd you figure this out, Jeff?
So we didn't.
But you like the guy at Facebook? You stole the idea from somebody else?
Sort of. The way it actually works is we started off wanting to make a printer that could print robots because we're a robotics lab. And we also wanted to make one that was versatile and you can put anything in. And it just became emergent that people wanted to stick food in the machine and eat it. And we didn't expect it at all. And so just by observing what people were using it for, we realized we should start optimizing it for printing food.
All right. Now, is this something we should be investing in, Phil? Do we need to give this guy a couple of bucks so he can be in on the bottom level of his IPO?
Well, no. I think what it is, we need to buy one.
Yeah.
And we could make our own cookies and our pizza and things like that. You know, I think what Jeff and this whole team has done is really open up the opportunity to think about food very differently. How we acquire food is certainly a problem,
yeah,
you know, in this world. And if we could make our own food, if you would, and, you know, you go out to your garden, you get some ingredients and so on, you put them in a Cuisinart, you smush them up, and then you put them in one of these cartridges, and then you could print, you know, broccoli cookies. Hey, what would be better?
All right, so how does this help us on a serious note, Jeff Lipton, with the problems of not enough food in the world? You're not making food. You're taking food that already exists and sort of putting it together. So there's nothing really new being created in that sense.
Well, what's really interesting about 3D printing is that it has four key advantages. You have geometric control, so you can make really complex shapes. So that's not going to solve world hunger, but it will make a cake in the shape of your face. But what will help is on-demand fabrication. You only produce something when you need it. So you don't need to have shelves of pre-made cookies that could go bad because you missed.
So the instant you want it, you make it and eat it.
Exactly.
Wow. All right, what's the website for this?
Fabathome.org.
Fab?
At home.
At home.
Dot org.
Dot org. All right, we got it now. I think this makes sense, but you are a little crazy. but it still is great. Craziness equals usually something that is very healthy. Oh, yeah, this is great. I love people who are crazy because they come up with ideas. But, well, we call them crazy. They're eccentric. They have a mind that doesn't work like everybody else's. We have so much compliance in the world today, it's disgusting. We need guys like this to shake things up, to come up with the ideas that are necessary. We used to have everybody in America used to be able to figure things out. Now nobody can figure anything out. So, Mr. Lipton, Dr. Lipton, good luck to you. Fabathome.org. Good idea. I'm a convert. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace,
the weekend is coming!
Take 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag and turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace to pick up your bag and get ready for the weekend. At Ace, the helpful place. Offer good at participating Ace stores on February 26th only. Discount applies to the regular price of in-stock merchandise that can fit inside the bag at one time. Limit one bag and offer redemption per customer. Additional conditions.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is
51 after Phil Lembert here on the Good Day Weekend program. He is the supermarket guru.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-1454.
Phil and I would like to say thanks to Eva Swain, who was nice enough to acknowledge the bag that you sent her, the foodstuffs that were in it. She was a prize winner on the Good Day Weekend program. Phil and his supermarket guru bag and goodies. Thank you. I answered a question. I am a big fan of your show. She's in Russellville, Arkansas. So we tip our hat to Eva. Thank you very much. It's Phil Lembert, the supermarket guru here. The eagle-eyed regulators at the Federal Trade Commission at it again, Phil. They have a sneaking suspicion that a restaurant offering animatronic human-sized mice and a ball may be trying to attract children, clever folks that they are. They're examining Chuck E. Cheese's slogan, quote, where a kid can be a kid. And the FTC says it may be inappropriate appealing to young consumers this way. So how are they supposed to appeal to young kids? Isn't that what Chuck E. Cheese is all about? I had a woman in my life who had a baby, and every weekend when she'd come up here, what she wanted to do was go to Chuck E. Cheese. And this is four-year-old kids know once they go into Chuck E. Cheese what it's all about. So the FTC says, no, you can't advertise to kids that age. Huh?
They need to get a life. You know, and I'm not even going to talk about Chuck E. Cheese's food, because that's another discussion whether or not it's healthy.
Is it really? It probably
FCC
isn't very healthy.
Or whatever else, this is absurd.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. Who cares? I mean, it's a mouse. It's designed for kids. Kids can have fun. And also keep in mind that a lot of Chuck E. Cheese, Nolan Bushnell is the guy who came up with the concept of computer whiz and stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, give me a break.
This is what I'm talking about with my thing in life when it comes to agitation, the government, and just way beyond the beyond. Here's this guy who's the FTC chairman, not only going after Chuck E. Cheese, he's going after Wendy's, Yum Yum Brands, Sunkist, and Chiquita Bananas for inappropriately appealing to young people who can't figure out whether their advertising is true or not.
Yeah, and you know something? It comes back to the parents.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's not about Chuck E. Cheese or Yum Brands or Wendy. Give me a break.
If you're
raising your children properly, they don't go to sleep at night thinking Chuck E. Cheese is going to, you know, come over for dinner.
Okay. One of the greatest things to come along, for those of us who like bread, the different grains. Have you noticed how many different kinds of bread, go through the supermarket, how many different kinds of grains are being used for bread?
Unbelievable. You know, you've got spelt, you've got quinoa, you've got all this stuff going on.
Yeah. But what's the healthiest? Have you figured that out yet?
I think it's a combination. I think if you look at breads that have kamut, quinoa, and spelt, those are probably the healthiest.
They are. All right. Look for, what is it again?
Quinoa, spelt, and kamut.
All right. Look for those things when you're looking for good bread. Phil Lampert, the supermarket guru. Check him out online and through DougStefan.com.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace,
the weekend is coming!
Take 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag and turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace to pick up your bag and get ready for the weekend. At Ace, the helpful place. Offer good at participating Ace stores on February 26th only. Discount applies to the regular price of in-stock merchandise that can fit inside the bag at one time. Limit one bag and offer redemption per customer. Additional conditions.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.